everyone. Welcome to FAM via Zoom. I'm hiding in my bedroom with the door locked while my kids are downstairs screaming with Michael in charge. And what about you, Susan?
I am in my home office, which I am so happy I have right now because it's the only place I can close a door and be alone. We might hear Nikosh running around potentially, but just dealing. We're dealing. So that's where I'm at though.
Yeah, you look pretty. You look like you showered. Congratulations.
You know what? I did not shower. I don't think I've showered for 3 days.
Nice. Get it.
But I did. I've been wearing my hair natural lately. So that's what this look is. It's a little messy though. I'm starting to try to figure out how to do my hair like this.
You look like a tiger.
Like a tiger king?
No. Like a queen. That's from Scarface.
I know.
I said to myself, she's a tiger. She was made for me. So we have a guest today, and I'm really excited for her, for you guys to meet her. She's got great energy. She's got four beautiful kids, a handsome husband. And we're doing our best with this whole long distance podcast thing. One of the things I was so excited about with our podcast was to be in a studio and hang out with people in person. I get such energy off of being next to another human and hugging. Yep. I've said this before, I don't know, maybe on the podcast, but I'm a toucher, I'm a hugger, I'm one of those annoying people who's like, we just met, let's hug. And so this is a little hard for me, but I am missing people like crazy, but I am excited to get a little bit of like a mom break and connect. And with just seeing Susan, I know this is the longest Susan and I have gone without seeing each other
in person, right? It's absolutely, I mean, that was one of the things that I was sold on in starting this podcast was that you and I were going to sit together for hours and record podcast episodes. So
I know, I have to say, like the times that we have sat in the studio together, I've left feeling like just the biggest, like I felt so light and like just so much good energy because we're hoping we're bringing in interesting guests and good conversations. And just on that note too, we're always learning and getting our groove. And I think figuring out what the tone is and doing our best, you know, we really want to bring good conversations that are meaningful to us. As we've said before, we of course haven't had every mom experience. So we want to try and bring on moms that have had different experiences from us so that we can create a well-rounded conversation.
Which leads to our guest.
Yeah, she is different from us. She has four kids and her oldest is 13. So, you know, teenagers is a
whole other level of stuff.
Some of you guys know, maybe I was a troublemaker, like with the law and just got into a lot of trouble. So when I think of 12 and 13 year olds, I'm like, oof, good luck. I'm going to have some bad karma coming my way. Anyway, without further ado, here's our guest, Danielle Schaefer. You are a content creator, a digital strategist. You're a mom of four. I don't know how you're surviving right now because I feel like I'm drowning with just two kids. You're in San Diego.
I am in San Diego. I was born and raised in New York City. That's where you get the big coffee accent. But for me with the four kids, it's like, imagine having three children and you're treading water and someone hands you a baby. That's what it's like. So
I don't know how you do it.
No, I don't know either. It's
Wait. I actually have so many questions for people who have more than two kids.
Yeah.
That first question is why?
Have you seen my husband? He is so hot.
I like that you, is he Asian?
Yes, of course he's Asian.
I like it. I was like, oh, she's got the yellow fever. I like it.
I do. I love it. I'm like, you know, I always love Bruce Lee. I mean, Bruce Lee's kid. But yeah, he's gorgeous. He's Japanese and German. So Mama-san is from Okinawa. And our children, yeah, are quarter Asian. But once I had one child and I looked at the baby and I gave birth, I was like, oh my God, we got to have more. They're so cute.
I agree with that. Yep.
Mixed babies are just, to me, the cutest thing ever. So I love it. I love that they are multi, you know, racial, whatever you want to say.
Your family is gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful family.
Susan and I are both mixed, and we both have mixed kids, so we're all about the mixing around.
Mix up this world.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it.
I love big families. I'm half Persian. I grew up in a big, big family, so it makes me happy to see somebody with lots of kids dancing around.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I love it. I love the noise in the house. I wouldn't be comfortable if there was no noise. I mean, we literally have four kids and three dogs.
Yeah.
So it is a wild house. It's very, very loud. I can tell you a secret. I totally love being quarantined. I love it. I feel safe because all my kids are home with me. So if there's something, there's a perk besides the madness, there's something I do love about it.
Yeah, you know what? I thought about that just a couple of days ago, actually. I was kind of like, you know, the one thing is that my kids have not gotten sick. Like just, and I mean, obviously, you know, like thank goodness they haven't gotten, yeah, you know, actual sickness, but you know, from you know, just the usual stuff, the colds that my toddler would bring home and then give to my baby and stuff. It's been a month without a cold. That's record for us right now. And yeah, that's been interesting, you know, so, and that feeling of like, well, they are with me and I can kind of control this a little bit. That really has been a easier feeling as a mom. My anxiety level for that has gone down, whereas my anxiety for other stuff has gone up, but yeah, that's gone down for sure.
Yeah, the anxiety for the whole COVID-19 thing is a whole nother level. And then if you mix it with Netflix and Ozark and Handmaid's Tale and all these psycho, you know, series that I'm watching at home.
Last night, I had a nightmare that the cartel was chasing us. And it's because I just finished Ozark and I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, oh my God, the cartel. Oh my God. And I had to calm myself down. And it's so funny that you said that. It just made me think.
Yeah. We finished Ozark last week and it was so good. But there was definitely a moment in the middle of this season where I was like, why am I watching this? These are all terrible people. And this is all really just not good for my anxiety right now.
I know. But you know what? I'm obsessed with Handmaid's Tale. Has anyone seen it?
No.
No, I did the first episode. It was so intense that I just couldn't get, the first scene or one of the scenes that has stuck with me is when she's basically getting raped in the very first episode. Yeah, I needed to hit pause. I know so many people love it. I'm sure
I'm obsessed.
Fabulous. And I want to like revisit it again, but I think I need
to have to have a stomach for it. It's it will keep you up also, and you'll have anxiety through the roof. It's given me major anxiety, but I'm obsessed with the show.
Hey fam, it's Shahrzad. Big thank you to Noom for sponsoring this episode of Fam. What is Noom? You might be asking. Noom is a healthy lifestyle app. One thing I really like about Noom is that it doesn't focus on losing a specific amount of weight or some kind of magic arbitrary number on a scale. It's really an app to help you build healthy lifestyle choices so that you can feel good about yourself, so that you can fit into your favorite pair of jeans or whatever goal you have. The app really encourages better self-care, feeling confident in clothing, having more energy, and just having an overall glow. So again, it's not focused on numbers. I personally hate weighing myself, so I don't do it because I have this weird thing about weight and I just want to avoid that. Anywho, Noom is based in psychology, so it actually teaches you why you do the things that you do and empowers you with the tools you need to break out of bad habits and replace them with better ones. So what I really, really like about it is that no food is good or bad or off limits. It just really teaches you moderation. So you guys can actually chat with a goal specialist and people in the Noom community to get and give help to other people who are going through similar things as you. So now is a great time to connect with other people in the Noom community. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/fam. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/fam to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/fam.
What are the ages of your children?
So I have 13, 11, 8, and 4. It's wild here. Oh,
nice. How are you homeschooling? How did you carve out this 45 minutes to hang with us?
Have you made the 13-year-old start raising your children now?
Yeah, good question.
Listen, you're damn right. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I am no perfect mother. You're not going to get a Pinterest-worthy life. I try to keep it as real as possible, and I am as real as it comes. I just don't believe in being fake. Like, I see some of those girls that continuously look tan and they take their pictures in their matching outfits and I'm like, are you kidding me? And they get like 50,000 more comments than I do. And I'm like, I don't really see anything in this. I'm really confused. Like, who does that? Who dresses all their children in matching outfits? It's insane.
I actually want to be that mom, but right? It never works out.
No. I mean, it's good for a picture here and there, but not every picture. I'm not into that. But I mean, I just listen to my children. For me, the biggest thing is with our parenting, me and Bobby, we're very about being the bridge to get our kids to where they need to be instead of the roadmap dictating which way to go. That is like the number one thing for us. So during, you know, quarantine, it's a little, of course, it's challenging to help them get to where they want to be. You know, I have a son who plays lacrosse. He's on a travel team. He just made the World Series. So I'm trying to soften the blow for him because he's not going to be able to compete in this, you know, World Series tournament now. And he also is an actor in LA. So I usually take him to auditions all the time. And now the baby is exploding.
Oh my God.
Ever.
He is just
listen,
to
he's
die
gonna be
for.
Disney tonight. You know, he's going to be.
I saw your Instagram.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. Very cool. Congrats.
God bless him. He's just, you know, he wears a dress here and there and we don't care. We're the type of parents that are like, when he put the dress on, we were like, I had a choice right then and there. Do I look at Brody and say, oh no, honey, boys don't wear dresses. You know, that was my choice right then and there. And I was like, oh, you like it? You know, okay, let's put it on. Let's blast the music and dance. We are the type of family that supports what the child's into. We yep. do take it from wrong, but we don't feel as a family that there's anything wrong with our child liking costumes. And let me tell you something. If Brody Schaefer does not grow out of liking costumes, the mom here is going to make sure he has couture everywhere in his closet. So I'm just going to teach him the right costumes to have.
Yeah,
so we're a very supportive family. Brody doesn't know his sexuality. He's 4 years old. Yeah. You know, he's a child that likes Elsa and Anna and he likes sparkles and glitter. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So, oh yeah. No, I don't think that has anything to do with gender or sexuality or anything like that. That is purely just magical imagination. My child sees, you know, I have a baby girl now and my toddler, he's 3 years old. He sees that I put bows on her, you know, and he's like, cool. So he puts on her bows too. It has nothing to do with anything but him being purely like, that's cool. Interesting. Exactly. I want that too.
Right. But there's some people in the world that are like, you know, shame on you. I get some crazy DMs. For the most part, it's 98% support. But that 2% who just seems to know how to take a beacon of water and taint it with their blue dye. They seem to always get to me, those people that are ignorant.
Yeah.
But as far as like raising my kids, we want them to be their authentic selves. That's what we strive to do as parents. I mean, that's it. That's like our main focus in our house.
I think
so take us through a typical day, right? Sharzad, is that what we want to know?
Yeah, well, I just want to say again, I love that you're raising them to be themselves and express themselves. It makes me so happy. I have two boys and they are allowed to, you know, wear pink if they want and wear, you know, lipstick from my makeup. You know, they're allowed to play with my makeup, which they do and they both love. Right. And I could care less if they want to. I mean, they're allowed to date whoever when they're older.
Right.
You know, so I appreciate when people celebrate individuality from a young age because I think it's a really tough thing to do and to put yourself out there publicly doing it because, like you said, you've opened yourself up to 2% of people that are going to judge you and your family. And it feels sick when somebody's judging your kid. But I think the good in this situation obviously outweighs any negativity that could potentially come your way.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you, love. To be completely transparent, my husband is a dentist and he is shut down right now. So we have like no income. It's crazy. And who knows when he's going back to work? I have no clue, but he has been a godsend for me because I couldn't do this without him. When he does go back to work, that's when we should have another show because I'm probably going to drown and freak out. because there is 4 kids and 3 dogs and they're all, I used to be a school teacher back in the day, just to give you a small history on me. I went to school for broadcast journalism. I was my college DJ. I worked for the Howard Stern Show for 2 years.
Oh.
Yeah. So I worked in like TV production, e-entertainment. I worked in fashion, all that stuff. But, and then I, as I got older, I got a master's in education and ended up teaching TV production and broadcast journalism to seniors.
Ooh,
in high school.
Very, yeah. Very cool.
Well, I did that for like 10 years and I'm like 100, but my Botox is still working. Yeah, I still look good, right?
Okay. Hottie, yes.
So,
Bobo.
My point of telling you the story is that teaching seniors is a lot different than teaching your own kids, plus their grade levels. So we're talking preschool, 3rd grade, 6th grade, and 7th grade. And I just, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I am not good at it because the teacher is doing their best at home, but they're not teaching, like showing the kids. So I'm sitting, me and Bobby are the middleman between all this. And it's psychotic because I don't remember dangling participles. I don't remember, I'm not good at math. I admit it. I suck. I suck as a homeschooler. I'm serious. I am not going to sugarcoat this.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you're not, because I'm not even bothering. You know that? We're still paying for preschool.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no, you're not.
Yes, we are.
See, they gave us the option. I went to my Brody goes to a private preschool a couple days a week, and they gave us the option to get out.
Yeah, not ours. Not ours.
We have to pay.
Sitting around going, what's going to happen?
We have a $250 a month holding, holding his place for our youngest. But I'm homeschooling between my husband and I. We're homeschooling our kindergartner. And, you know, it's, in theory, it sounds easy, right? Kindergarten, what's math? You know, 2 + 4. Okay, that's the math I can do. I can do kindergarten math.
Right.
Up to 2nd grade. And then I'm like, help me. But it is really hard. And there is a lot of work. There's so many worksheets that we're supposed to print out. There's so much like not so much screen time, but they want Zoom meetings 3 times a week. And then iReady, this app for him to like log on and read on there. So that's taking away my computer, which, okay, fine. But it's still very hands-on. And, you know, I have a kindergartner, so he's not a perfect reader yet. So one of us has to sit there and guide him through the whole thing. And it's been challenging for me. And I keep thinking, damn, if this is hard with one kindergartner and a preschooler, how are kids with 6th, 7th grade? How are you doing this? And also, you know, for my kids, they don't fully understand. They're not missing graduation or prom or any like
mine either.
Moment, but you get up there, like your son, you said your son with lacrosse, right?
Yeah. And he's in 7th grade. And then my daughter's on the dance team. So it's very traumatizing for my older two.
Yeah.
They miss their friends. They miss their community. They miss their teachers, believe it or not. So, and my daughter, it's her 6th grade. It's not the same as being a senior, but it's also, she was graduating, you know, her school this year.
Yeah.
So now there goes her graduation. There goes everything. And then the dance team, she dances 6 days a week. So thank God her studio is still holding the Zoom classes, but it's not the same. They're being affected for sure. So I have to, you know, tap into a little bit of mommy therapy with them and kind of, you know, hold them through this process, you know, cause this is going to be a long process. And like I was saying, a day of Danielle is insane. So we wake up and, you know, we do breakfast and we're just, my husband and I were putting on the quarantine 15 is like what I like to call it. I mean, I'm working out on the Peloton, but I am growing. I just weighed myself today and there's nothing, I snack all day. So we're trying to diet, Bobby and I, we're both putting on weight.
Yep.
And so trying to squeeze in from homeschooling 4 kids and then I'm running Brody's Instagram, my Instagram. I have to do TikTok. I have my own show that we just launched in the car called The Carpool Confessional.
I saw that.
Yeah, which is super fun. So we're doing our car show, which we love. And then I also have a podcast. So I have a ton of content that I have to create outside of parenting, teaching them, being a wife, being a maid, being a diner. Listen, this is nuts. Nuts. And, you know, you see all those drinking memes going around, and then you don't want your kids to think you're a raging alcoholic, even though you want to drink wine every day, right? So you have to make sure you're like, we're making wine part of our routine where the kid, you have to be cautious because I've got a 13-year-old who's watching. So you don't want to say, I don't want to be like, Bobby, I need a glass of wine. We just have to have it just like kind of make it natural where it's like part of
it
dinner.
Flows.
So yeah, we're making the wine flow with our day because they're watching.
Sauce and a little in the mouth. Yep.
Right? They're watching us.
Big thank you to Ember Wave for sponsoring this episode of Bam! What is Ember Wave, you ask? You guys, it is the coolest bracelet ever, and it's actually the first bracelet that helps you feel colder or warmer at the press of a button. That's amazing. So Ember Labs' mission is to bring thermal wellness to the world, and they're really passionate about using temperature to help every person feel better physically and emotionally. I got mine, and I love it. It's just very cool and like futuristic looking. So I know everyone's temperature is so personal and everyone's idea of comfortable is unique. Do you ever have those like loving arguments with your partner about like, it's too hot, no, it's too cold, and you just can't agree on a temperature? Well, this can help you with that. Ember Wave was featured on Good Morning America and was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2018. It's also been reviewed by a number of leading technical publications like Wired, Fast Company, and CNBC. That's cool. And it was invented by three MIT scientists. So there you go. Keep in mind, it's important to wear the Ember Wave on the inside of your wrist for the best overall experience. The inside of your wrist actually has some of the most thermoreceptors and is considered one of the more temperature sensitive areas of your body. I did not know that, and now I do. Yay, Ember Wave. So we, of course, have a fun little code for you guys. Give the gift of thermal comfort this Mother's Day. It takes $70 off the Ember Wave now during their site-wide sale. Go to emberwave.com/fam to redeem this offer. emberwave.com/fam to redeem this offer of $70 off your Ember Wave.
I'm bringing Bobby in for 1 second.
Okay.
Okay. Bobby, say hi to the girls.
Oh, hey.
And this is why you have so many kids. She was saying you're so handsome. I agree.
I wanted you to tell them what your thoughts on, you know, a day in our life, like how we're surviving. Because I think that your input is important to this conversation because you're a big part of it because I'm creating so much content. So tell them how you decided now you're helping me with content and then how we're getting through the damn homeschooling of 4 different grade levels.
So Danielle has ADHD, and so she needs someone.
Wait, is this real, or is this self-diagnosed?
Yes, she has 5,000 thoughts going on in her head at once.
I do.
So yeah. I'm like, Danielle, back over here, stay in this lane. So.
And then you give her a glass of wine. You're like, here, drink this.
It's coffee, and then to wine.
Yeah. My kind of girl, Danielle. Yep.
I know.
So we're trying to, I don't know, we're trying to keep her organized because she is doing a lot. She does a lot.
And you know what he said to me yesterday on our podcast that we recorded? He said, you know, Danielle, I really appreciate what you do now because I see how many things you're involved in and I don't know how you freaking do it. So that was good.
Yeah.
What a good husband. Because my husband's been sitting around and he has not given me any kind of compliment like that.
I do have 80,000 platforms that I'm trying to create for. And then we signed up the baby for Cameo. Have you heard of Cameo?
Oh, yes. You can get, wait.
Okay.
People pay to like have a message.
Yeah. Yeah, so they pay Brody to do a private message.
Yes.
And the first day we signed him up, he got 15 requests at $25 a message.
Crazy.
And we're donating the money to Feeding America. We picked a nice charity to give money to. But he's so busy. And it's, you know what's so interesting, girls? He's getting requests. Hi, I'm so depressed. Hi, my mom is depressed. Hi, my sister's depressed. Can you cheer them up with a dance and a shout out? It's all about depression. And it made me, and now I realize where my son's following is coming from. He really makes people happy.
So how do you feel about all that attention? Is there any, do you feel like he's got pressure or anything to perform or anything like that? Or how do you, because I get a little, like I try to not put my kids on social media all the time. I want them to feel comfortable. Like I don't want them to always be on necessarily. So how do you guys like balance right. that? You know?
I don't think Brody knows.
Yeah.
He's too young to understand it. The older kids do.
The older kids know when mommy's like filming them, but the younger one does. Brody does not know.
No, he works for ice cream and candy.
He works for ice cream. Yeah, it's bribery 101. I mean, you know, hey, you know, say hello to this person, we'll give you a scoop of ice cream.
Did you have that conversation then with your older kids? Like, did you have that conversation? Like, do you want to be on camera? Do you not want to be on camera?
We do respect that. That's why we don't see a lot of my third child. So a lot of people are like, why don't you film Roman? And I'm like, oh, because I don't like him. What do you think? Do you think I don't like my child? He has an opinion, you know, and he does, you know, when I get him on camera, great. But if he doesn't want to, I'm not forcing a kid to go on the camera.
Yes.
So another so we explained to them that mommy, you know, this is a full-time job. Our job is social media. My job is social media. And they know that. And Bobby, thank the heavens, you have to have a husband on board or this wouldn't work.
Yeah. Right.
So he's supportive that.
Wait, my job is social media now too.
I know.
Because I'm out of work.
Yeah, he's out of work. So he's
dentist. Who's the dentist here, right?
He's leaving. He said bye.
Bye.
He was the first husband dad we've had on FAM. So
yeah. For now. Oh, yeah. Inaugural episode.
Yeah.
I texted him. I said, get in here now. The girls want to talk to you. So he's awesome. He's been a great help and helping in every aspect of the way. And he's very supportive. And the kids know, you know, about mommy's job. And they get paid. So they're on the payroll.
Yeah.
The children are all on the payroll, especially the older two. They have to get paid or they're not doing it. Because I get a lot of campaigns like for Disney books or something. And I have to take photos of my older kids because they're so gorgeous. And they want them on the image with the book. So I allow them to, I tell them to do it, but I have to pay them. So yeah.
That makes sense. I pay my toddler. He has his own account with stuff. Anytime I have a campaign that includes him, which, you know, I don't get that many yet because my kids are still young.
Right.
So we're only kind of getting started in that whole world, but he definitely gets his portion for sure.
Yes, which is amazing. And you have to do that. And Brody right now is making more than all of us combined. So God bless him. He has campaigns galore.
Yeah.
So we're just working. That's just what it is being in the digital world.
Yeah,
you have to get a family on board. And to be completely transparent, when I gave birth to my children, I had a camera in my hand. Remember, I went to school for broadcast journalism. So I've been documenting their life since birth. Like literally, they were born and mommy was like taking pictures away.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like they're used to it. They're used to me walking around with my phone filming them. If I wasn't in the digital world getting paid, I would still be doing this.
Yeah.
That's the kind of passion I have for documenting.
Yeah.
So absolutely. It's a full-fledged passion of mine is documenting their life. Yeah.
And you make it fun.
I make it fun. And now, you know, and then the perk is getting paid. That's the perk. Something I never knew could happen. Never. And now I have 5 employees, you know? I do.
True. They not really are, though.
Not my kids. I'm talking about I have 5 employees.
Oh, you have 5? I thought you were calling the kids employees.
My children are employees, but I literally have 5 employees. Awesome. Really? Yeah. So I built my brand, you know?
If you're like me and you like to treat yourself, but you don't want to feel bad about doing it right now, then I highly recommend you get a subscription to CauseBox. It comes 4 times a year and it's curated by women for women, and it's filled with lots of amazing products and brands that are ethical, sustainable, and have a positive mission to give back and make the world better. Both Shahrzad and I are obsessed with it. Each box is limited edition and it comes with 6 to 8 full-size products You only pay $50 for it, but all of the boxes are worth $250 or more. I got my own sample box, and there were a few items that I absolutely use every single day. One is the bento box. My child was using it when he was going to school for his little lunches, but now he even likes to use it because it keeps all of his food separate. He's really neurotic about it. I don't really understand why, but that's how he likes to eat. And if it's gonna make him eat, I like it. There's also a jade roller. You guys know I think jade rolling is amazing because it helps get circulation into your skin and give you that rosiness to your cheeks and everything. There are also other great products in there that I'm sure you guys will love. And one of the best parts about getting my CosBox in the mail, P.S. they ship for free, is that when you open it, it feels like you're giving yourself a big surprise, just lots of gifts for yourself. And you know what? We all need a little pick-me-up these days. Not to mention, we also got our listeners an exclusive discount. You go to causebox.com/fam. That's www.causebox.com/fam and use the code FAM, F-A-M, to get your first box for 30% off. As in, you get your first box that's worth $250 or more for less than $39. So go check out CosBox right now. I promise you will love it.
Hey fam, it's Sharzad. I want to tell you guys about a podcast that I think and hope you will enjoy. I've been enjoying it. It's called Be Here for a While. It's hosted by comedian Rachel O'Brien. She is also a TV and film writer. She's really fun. I knew her from Vanderpump Rules. If you know me, you know I'm a pretty diehard fan of Vanderpump Rules. And anyway, her podcast actually has a lot of Vanderpump Rules discussions on it. So that's really fun. But in addition to that, she has a lot of other comedians, Jim Jeffries, or writers like Danny Zucker, the creator of Modern Family, on her show to just chat about life, especially right now. It's a lot of life during quarantine, relationships during quarantine, all kinds of juicy stuff. I also just really like her voice. It's quite soothing and fabulous. So you guys should check it out. You can listen to Be Here for a While on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening right now. Just listen to that one from where you are now. Do you have any, fun advice or tips or anything to share with any moms that might be listening who are kind of struggling with quarantine right now or just being a new mom? Or
I mean, you've got to let it go and be easy on yourself. If you have a moment where you're crying and depressed, leave the house, walk away, tell your spouse or whatever, just get away, get some fresh air and be easy on yourself because this is insane. It is utterly insane. There's a lot of unknown going on. Use this time. This is the only time in our lifetimes that we're going to get the chance to bond with our kids, to bond with our husband or a spouse on another level that we're never going to get back. So when we go back to the grind, you know damn well this is never happening again. You know, at least we hope not.
Hopefully.
So use the time to maybe read a classic with your little one, read more books, do more things together as a family, and try to find the joy is the best advice I could ever give. Because I'm like, right now we started instead of eating around the island, now we set the table every night. That's one little tip. We set the table every night and we eat dinner together, no TV on, music on, no electronics, except me. And we just, sit at the table and bond and talk and ask questions. And it's really important. Set the table every day.
Yeah.
You know, eat dinner together. Yeah. Don't eat in your kitchen standing up. Don't eat at your island. Eat at your dining room table.
Yeah,
you know?
Dinner time is super important for me too.
And don't be embarrassed to ask for help. If you're a single parent and you're listening to this, ask a freaking neighbor for help. Ask someone for help. I'm helping as many people as I can along the way. And that's what it's about. And that's how you get good karma. You got to help people along the way. I know what my blessings are. I grew up with a hard knocks life. I grew up on welfare. So I have a big appreciation for where we are today because I dreamt of this as a little girl that lived on a couch, you know? So I never had a bedroom. So I understand. And I think about those little Danielles that are out there with their single mom, like I was, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, and I try to think about ways that I could help people. So I'm all constantly donating.
I'm in a different place than both of you. You have older kids than I do. And so I'm definitely trying to balance this whole world, but I, you know, I don't have that pressure of my child needing to move on to the next grade in school.
Yeah.
So, right. You know, for us, it's really, let's get him outside as much as we can and make him right. play and stuff. And if we turn on the TV, oh, well, you know, so I'm not right. feeling that pressure that you guys are feeling.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's just a little, I'm not, it's not, there is a little bit of pressure for me, but I'm like, I sort of wish the load was lightened, you know, on homeschool and just like the amount of things that we're sort of expected to do. Because if you do work or, you know, and have more than one kid in homeschool, it's just, it is a lot of stuff required from parents right now. And a lot of people are just kind of depressed and in a funk. I mean, I am just now getting a little bit of my groove back. Like, people were working out and home workouts and eating healthy, and I'm going to do a cleanse and I'm going to do this. And I was, the first few weeks for me, I was like, I'm not feeling this. I'm mourning the loss of like the life that we were supposed to have, even though there may be superficial things, but I was excited about a trip for my 10-year wedding anniversary and my sister's wedding and, you know, stuff that was important in my little world. Of course, it took a second to find my gratitude again, but the first few weeks I was like, no, I don't like this. If anybody said, how are you doing? I'd be like, I'm fucking miserable, to be honest. Yeah.
I'm totally with you on that. It's way too hard. It's crazy. I literally don't give a shit about their school.
I appreciate that you say that because, you know, I don't know. I think maybe there's some confidence with having kids that are a little bit older and you know that they're going to be okay and you trust their education process already and you know they're going to be fine. Did we lose you?
We lost her.
Oh, no.
Am I back?
She's back. Oh, and she's got glasses now.
We lost you for a second, but
I hate wearing my glasses.
We ended on I don't give a shit about school, and we can wrap it up because it's just a good little combo, and I know everybody's busy.
Perfect.
But
yeah,
Danielle, thank you so much for being a guest on here, for you know, experimenting with us as we try a Zoom podcast with guests. So we really
anytime. Thank you, girls, for having me today. It was a nice, beautiful break conversation I needed to have. So
we
very grateful.
Oh, good.
Okay. Well, awesome.
Thank you. Great to meet you, Danielle.
Great to meet you too, girls. Find me on Instagram.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to make sure I follow you. Bye, girls.
Bye.
Bye.
She brought such good energy and I really appreciate her vulnerability, honesty. I loved her New York accent. I've got some East Coast roots. My mom was born in Manhattan. So when she said charity, I was like, oh, that's the way
charity.
That's the way my mom used to say charity. My mom like had like 5 words that she said with a New York accent, and charity was one of them. And I love that. So it just made me feel connected to her. You guys got to follow her on her social media platforms. I've been following her on Instagram for a while and she's just fun. Good energy.
She is good energy. Definitely. And her husband too. What a sweetheart.
Yeah, I know.
So complimenting her on all the stuff she's doing. My husband over here is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, trying to make money.
Oh, man. Well, Susan, it was good to see your beautiful face.
I love you.
Sexy hair. I love you. I miss you. And, you know, let us know, guys, if there's any guests you want us to reach out to. We know most people are quarantined right now, so maybe we'll have a good shot at getting some guests on that we wouldn't if we
normally
were quarantined. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's all for today. Leave a good review and subscribe, you know, all that stuff. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.